Hello, Elliot. I'm guessing.
Good morning. I was already anticipating the question. I sent a note saying, have you made your final decisions yet? And I got the answer, still working on it. So I have a feeling they're checking to see if there's anybody they can bring in before they start going down the even more rookies to bring into the game, because they'd have to bring in two at this point.
No Eric Johnson, no Sidney Crosby. And we were kind of kicking around this morning. Do you go to Columbus Blue Jacket players who would be, you would think, still in the city and see if they're still around? That's going to obviously cater to the home crowd. Or, like you say, do you go to the rookies who will take part in a separate event but not the big game itself?
The thing about Columbus players being here is that if you know anything about the habits of NHL players, and Mr. Warner can fill you in on these, it's that you play your game the last day before, your flight is the next morning, as early as you can get it.
Yeah.
So the Columbus guys would be flying back from Winnipeg. They played on Wednesday. I bet you a lot of them were gone yesterday. And, you know, I don't know, like Brian Elliott, good on him. He answered his phone on vacation and said, okay, I'll come back and play. But I don't know how many other guys would feel that way. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think this is a little bit embarrassing. Look, the All-Star game is not a competitive game. We all know that. We all sit there and say, you know, is there any format you can use which would make this more interesting? We know it's a game that's a little more than a glorified exhibition, if that. But I don't like this. I think it makes the league look a bit bush. I think it makes everybody involved look a bit bush. I'm not questioning the legitimacy of the injuries to these players. It's a hard league, and guys do get hurt. But, you know, on the other hand, you're taking, like, an event for your league, and you're making it look awful. And I think between the league and the players, they have to find a solution to this, because it's turning this event into a joke, and I don't think you should ever have something like this look like a joke.
Wasn't it Pavel Datsyuk a few years ago that kind of took some heat over this?
It was Zetterberg and Lidstrom.
Okay.
And
yeah,
they were suspended for a game.
Yeah.
And that's why the Penguins immediately announced that Crosby was not going to play against the Jets on Tuesday, because that was their way of saying, look, this injury is legit. Like, remember in 2009 in Montreal, they asked him to come to the game, and he came and he waived even though he wasn't playing, and he was voted to the All-Star team then. Now, he wasn't even voted to the All-Star team this time. He's a selection, and obviously a deserving one. But, you know, he's not coming to the weekend either. And I think that was part of the reason the Penguins announced that, you know, he's going to miss the game on Tuesday, so the league wouldn't, you know, have any issues with that.
I guess aside from, because we watch the Pro Bowl, which is the NFL edition, and there's tons of guys that don't go to that. Granted, it's at the end of the season and all of that. I don't know how I feel about it. I guess part of me is I've just given up caring about the All-Star game. I like the baseball one, but I hate that they put something like home field on the line.
Stupid.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't know. Maybe it just is what it is, Elliot.
I understand that, but the thing now that they've done is they've turned this game into a joke. Like, and I'm talking about this particular one. I agree with you, Dean. Like, the Pro Bowl is a bit different because you still got to tackle. I can understand why guys who are hurt don't want to go there. I mean, you know, that like, this is a no-hitter. Like, guys aren't really, like, I was thinking this morning, just a few minutes ago, when was the last time somebody was seriously injured in an NHL All-Star game?
Yeah.
I mean, knock on wood, it doesn't happen this weekend now that I say that, but it doesn't happen. I mean, the Pro Bowl to me is something a little different because guys still can get tackled and things like that. But, you know, I look at this, I understand players want the weekend off, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to sell your game, right? And everything that you do to sell your game makes it a more profitable game for the players and the teams. And I just don't think turning your this into a joke, like we're waking up this morning, who's going to cancel now, or are they going to start calling, you know, Gordie Howe to see if he can play in the game, like people are making jokes about this morning. I don't think that really helps your product at all.
So how do you fix it? I'm confused because, I mean, if Crosby and Malkin aren't going to play next week, it's clearly somewhat significant. How do you fix it, Elliot?
Well, at the very least, I think if you're named here, you probably should be here. I mean, again, we don't know what the Penguins are notoriously secretive on injuries. So we don't know what these injuries necessarily are. Like, you know, again, I don't want to call into question the health of NHL players because these guys, they play hard. And we know the mentality of NHL players. They play through a lot of injuries. They play through a lot of pain. It's a tough schedule and all that. But, you know, could you be here at least? Could you do some events with fans, sponsors? Is there some way you can do it? I mean, I wonder, do the penalties, you know, have to be harsher if you're going to miss it? I don't know. I'm really torn on it, but I just think if you're a league and you're the Players Association, both of whom benefit from what this All-Star game can do, I don't know if there's anything to be said for allowing it to turn into the punchline it's turning into today.
Well, yeah, and like you say, turning into. I don't remember this ever being the case when I was a kid. I don't remember. And
well, it was different then. There was bonus money and stuff like that, and I mean, All-Star, the Major League Baseball, Dean, when we were kids, the Major League Baseball All-Star game, even though there wasn't a World Series, a homestand attached to it, it was always a good game. The NBA All-Star game always used to be a good game. And part of it was because there was bonus money involved. I think in every sport, except for obviously baseball because they changed the rules, but the NBA All-Star game has become on court almost a laughingstock. The hockey's has been a laughingstock for years in the way it's played. I just think it's more of, you know, if you're a fan of the sport, everybody's attention is on that game. I love the skills competition. I love watching the hardest shot. I like watching the accuracy. People like that stuff. They like to see the skills of the players. And maybe what you almost have to do then, guys, is one idea you can do is maybe you start bringing guys to the weekend who aren't invited specifically to play in the game. Like if they're like Zdeno Chara is not, you know, if he's not in the All-Star game, bring him so he can participate in the skills competition for hardest shot. And if you need him, you can put him in the game itself. I mean, maybe that's one of the solutions. I don't know. But the fact is, it is an event that all your fans are watching. It's a big event, and I don't like to see it like this.
So beyond that, I guess just your thoughts. Well, and I know where you stand, and because I saw your Twitter earlier this week. I know you're a big fan of the Toronto Maple Leaf fans throwing sweaters on the ice.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of this display.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I don't really care. If you want to throw a sweater on the ice, just don't do it in play. And I understand why the team charged people this week. You can't allow the copycats to keep doing it. But I just thought it was unbelievably stupid for people to throw them on the ice during play. I mean, somebody gets injured, that's smart. You want to put a bag over your head, fine. You know, you want to throw a jersey you paid $100 and whatever for, fine. Don't be an idiot and do it during play. And that was the thing that really bothered me about it, because there was one play, I think it was Franzen, who was going back to get the puck, and he didn't miss it by too much. And I just thought that was hugely stupid.
I don't know that there's been a time, if you were a hardcore fan or at least a consumer in the market, that you could build a stronger argument for needing a second team in Toronto. Revenues are number one in the league. Results have been awful, and the management team, no matter who they've had in there over the past couple decades, have not been able to have any tangible success. Does this not prove that this is a fat organization that is, you know, do they not need competition to make them better? Why not a second team in Toronto? Clearly there's enough fans.
Well, I think eventually there will be, Ryan. I think there's just too much money to be made for it not to happen. I wouldn't say they've had no success. I mean, don't forget, in the late 90s, early 2000s, this was a team that was pretty close. And, you know, I think the problem is that they do want to win. They just don't know how to do it. And when they hired Burke, you know, the fans were clamoring for Burke. He was by far the number one choice. And they've always spent money. For whatever reason, the organization just has a culture, and I think part of the reason is that it's impatient. Like, if you look at you guys right now, when, you know, Calgary was a team that for a long time didn't want to rebuild, okay? and finally decide, okay, we're going to do it. And what have they learned? That the fan base supports it, and if you're patient, you can do things. And that's what you've got a general manager there right now in True Living who's got a lot of cap room but is being patient to make sure he uses it properly. Actually, I was having this conversation with someone from MLSC the other day. Like, look at him. He's got all this cap room there, and he's making sure that if he uses it, he's going to use it wisely. And I think that's kind of like Toronto was a team a couple of years ago, Ryan, that had a lot of cap flexibility, and they blew it all. And because they sit there and they think our fans won't tolerate waiting. And I think every Canadian market misses this up and screws this up. They will, as long as they see a plan. And that, to me, is the biggest problem, is the pressure. You have to be a strong person to insulate yourself of the pressure of a Canadian market. You have to be willing to say, okay, I know what you guys want, but we've got to do what's best, and we can't worry about today's headline or tomorrow's tweet. And I think in this country, there are a lot of people that can't handle that pressure who are owners or even in management.
Last one for you, and I don't know if you have had these discussions, but there's a lot being said right now about the dip in the Canadian dollar, and I just wonder, yeah, have you been able to gauge the panic level, if any, among Canadian teams yet?
Getting higher. And not only among Canadian teams, but among American teams. Look at the Rangers.
Yeah.
They just signed Mark Stahl. Look who they've got to deal with after this year. Martin St-Louis, obviously a very important player. Matt Zuccarello, underrated for how important a player he is. Carl Hagelin, pretty important player. And Derek Stepan, who's their number one center. Now, Stepan's a restricted free agent, unlike a couple of the other guys there. And, you know, they're looking at this like, we're going to lose a good player. We're going to lose a good, at least one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it, and I think that's another reason why the teams that have cap room, and in Canada, that's pretty much Calgary and Ottawa, you know, assuming, you know, what Ottawa wants to spend, they have, if you have cap room, you're in a good spot right now, because there's going to be good players available after this year, especially good players with term, because all of these teams are feeling the squeeze. Absolutely, there is some mild panic about it.
Where's the cap going to be? We heard 73, but with the Canadian dollar sliding, it's going to be lower than that, right?
The one thing the league told the Board of Governors at their meeting in December, Ryan, was there's enough business in place already for next year that it shouldn't fall below 71. There's a Board of Governors meeting here tomorrow. I asked if the cap was on the agenda. I was told no. But, you know, I'd be curious to know if teams, most teams will tell you they budget for around 71 and pray it'll be, somehow they'll be lucky and it'll get a little bit higher. I'm going to be checking around this weekend to see if that's been adjusted for certain teams.
Enjoy the weekend. Don't throw your jersey on the ice, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, guys. Have yourselves a great weekend.